Unit 5. Skills. Reading. Page 58. Exercise 1.
A History of School Lunches in the U.S. The 1930s. At this time, a lot of people didn't have jobs. They didn't have much money to give their children a lot of food. A school lunch became very important for this reason, and children got at least one hot meal every day. The 1940s to the 1950s. The National School Lunch Program began. At school, children now ate meat with two vegetables and pieces of fruit every day. They also received some bread and butter. From 1954, children also got one big cup of milk every day. The 1970s. Vending machines appeared in schools. Now it was possible for children to buy soda, candy, and potato chips during school hours. Not surprisingly, not many children wanted their school lunches. The 1980s. School lunches were in trouble. The government gave less money for school lunches, and fresh food became very expensive for schools. Food portions became very small. Schools started selling pizzas and burgers from private companies. These foods are full of salt and fat and are very unhealthy. The 2000s. Things are getting better. Vending machines are disappearing from schools, and some farms now sell fresh fruit and vegetables directly to schools. With less sugar, salt, and fat in school lunches, there is more fresh, healthy food for everyone.